Let's talk about starting a new business. Now, lots of folks have the desire and the passion and maybe even the product expertise to start a business, but do you have the legal requirements? Starting a business, even if you don't have any employees, means a lot of surprises, but a lawsuit should not be one of them. Here to discuss some of the legal issues to consider when you're starting a business, we're again speaking with Robin Hansen, one of the local attorneys with JDSA Law and our JDSA Law Talk. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So let's talk about a business structure, because not all businesses are created, I'm not going to say equal, but the same. They're not created the same. So when we talk about business structures, what exactly are we talking about here?
There's lots of different types of business structures that you can form when you're looking at starting a business. So many people hear about corporations or limited liability corporations, which we call LLCs for short, to partnerships, sole proprietorships, and each are designed to serve a specific type of business goal. So before forming your business, you need to look into the legal considerations for the different types of the businesses as it affects how you pay taxes, your funding sources, mergers, acquisitions, and even more. So depending on the type of entity that you choose, in most states, in order to be a legal business, you'll need to register with the Secretary of State or with the Department of Licensing, as well as registering for tax liability purposes. And you need to give careful consideration on how you wish to proceed when it comes to registering your business. And so this is where an attorney that specializes in business law can provide counsel to help you make that decision.
So it's not like you should just do the dartboard approach here. You could really be painting yourself into a corner later on.
Absolutely right.
Okay, so let's talk about business names. What's in a name exactly?
So one of the first and most exciting decisions is choosing a name. But this is also a legal decision. So, and it can be one of the hardest. So aside from standing out from your competition, in many cases, you will need to make sure the business name is not already being legally used by another business in a related industry. And in most cases, you can perform an initial search on your own by searching online and searching by business names registered with the Secretary of State. And that will tell you if the name is available in your state. But a word of caution, just because it appears that no one is using a name doesn't mean it's available. And this is where a trademark attorney might be highly beneficial in your case. So if you work with a qualified trademark attorney to conduct a no-conflict trademark search, you can see if the name is available for maybe use at the state level or nationally or even internationally if needed, depending on your type of business. And at JDSA, we have several qualified attorneys who you can speak with regarding trademarks.
Well, I'm sure we can talk about trademarks for a completely other conversation all by itself. So moving on, let's talk about business licenses, essentially setting up shop in your neighborhood. How tough is it?
Not very tough. So depending on what type of business that you plan to engage in, you might need a variety of licenses or permits beyond just registering with the Secretary of State. And at a minimum, you're going to need a business license from the Department of Licensing and a tax registration. Most cities and towns have regulations on what type of businesses can operate in certain areas, and most also have specific licensing requirements before business operations can begin. So you need to make sure you've attained the proper business license for the type of business you want to operate in order to avoid fines or other legal issues for your new business.
Okay, very good. So you mentioned tax registration. Let's delve into that a little more deeply. The federal tax ID number, I think even though a lot of us don't have them, but we've heard of that term, what is it exactly and how do I get one if I want one?
To distinguish your business as a separate legal entity, you need to obtain a federal tax identification number, which is also referred to as an employer identification number or EIN. And this number is issued by the IRS. And the tax ID number is similar to your personal social security number and allows the IRS to track your company's transactions. And if you're a sole proprietor, you don't have to get a tax ID number, but it's still good practice. Otherwise, for a sole proprietorship, you'll need to provide your personal social security number for business matters.
All right. Once again, we are talking with one of your local attorneys, Robin Hansen with JDSA, talking about the ins and outs of legal issues to consider when starting a business. As we get ready to let you go here, what are some of your parting thoughts?
There are so many more aspects you need to consider. However, we've just talked about some of the essentials. And no matter how busy things are with your new business, you need to prioritize time to address the legal matters and take your legal obligations seriously. Getting your legal aspects right from the start will help you avoid many future pitfalls and will help you scale your business successfully as you grow. And to learn more, you can go to jdsalaw.com, where you can email us directly or call us at 662-3685.
Robin Hanson with JDSA Law. Thanks so much. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Clint. Have a great day.